I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
When I was a younger man, I had this uncle in East LA. He's this militant Chicano, right? So before I started school, he wanted to indoctrinate me with all his political ideals. So he tells me, "Mijo, what are you going to say the first day of school when the teacher asks you to stand up and introduce who you are?" And I said, "I'm going to say, hey, everybody, my name is Gene. Everybody, oh, like that." And he goes, "No, you gotta say my name is Jim Pompa. I am Mexican American, but I am Chicano to the bone." That's all right. You know, hopefully I'll remember all that. It's like first day of school, teacher calls on me. I say, "Yeah, my name is Gene Pompa. I'm Mexican American, but I'm a Chicano who'll give you the bone." And they gave me 2 weeks off. They're really nice.
Migs Cast, we're back. Yes. A day late. We're not pregnant though. Otherwise, this back to school stuff would be more important to us.
Yeah, right.
I am here with my good friend Top Joe,
yeah!
The mighty Reverend Enfuego.
Hello.
And everybody's favorite Mono Nick.
Oh, I love these guys. Great tunes.
I figured you'd like this one. Coming back strong for you, Mono Nick. Last time it was Macklemore. You weren't feeling it. And I'm like, you know what? For our big back-to-school spectacular, let's make the jam of the week one of Mono Nick's personal favorite jams. Let's get back to school, Deftones, on the Migs Cast. Goosebumps are popping.
And my feet haven't stopped moving. I don't know, man. Like,
do you have your pants rolled up?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Is that just really long?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, are you going out for a bicycle ride or something?
No, when I stand up.
Oh, they're fine when you stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you turned them into like capris, like poor man
capris.
That would have
been so hipster. That would have been hilarious.
I'm not going to lie, I do that on the course, though.
Is there a reason?
So that my pant legs aren't dragging in the wet, like grass and dirt and stuff.
I know a guy that does some stuff in the world of radio, and I noticed like he's changed his style. It's not BJ. Someone out from this market. And now he's like wearing his jeans rolled up so that they're like capris.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
It's kind of the thing
not
these days.
Not feeling that. I mean, not that this is like the most fashionable podcast out there, but I mean, I'm no fashionista, but I just think that looks stupid.
I can't throw stones. I actually have a pair of like capri pants for men.
Well, I see you wearing those, but yeah. At least those are intentionally that way.
Those are still gross. Come on.
Yeah, you're
they
right.
Show off Rev. My legs, man.
Oh, I'm sure you have beautiful legs to show off for that.
Some sick calves, man.
Not as nice as hair, tans, but
no,
they are nice calves.
But you got stronger cankles, man.
Yes.
Yeah, we're back. I mean, Back to school means nothing to the four of us, but I'm sure there are people listening to this mixed cast that are dealing with the drama of having their children back in class.
Yeah, when that go into effect yesterday? Because I still saw teachers picketing out outside of school yesterday in Seattle.
Well, I even read the articles. I get it. They're coming to an agreement, but a lot of teachers are not happy with the agreement, and this agreement will last for 3 years. And all I'm thinking is, oh, in 3 years, we're going to have another strike.
Exactly, yeah.
If not sooner, if they decide to pull a Cam Chancellor.
Yeah.
Very unhappy that Toppy and I lost a bet with BJ for nothing, but we lost our gentleman's bet over whether or not Cam's going to return quicker or the teachers.
Yeah, and the media seems to be divided on the whole Cam thing, too. Like,
starting to feel like he's not coming back, man.
Yeah, me too.
Ugh.
At least not this year.
Well, what is it? Week 10 is when he can get screwed out of all of his money this season?
I don't know.
I think there's something, like, there's a certain stipulation where I think it's week 10, and that's when, like, he's got to piss or get off the pot.
Wow. I'm just thinking he was holding out for more money, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And he's losing money. And now he's losing lots of money every game.
Now, the thing is with that...
What's he really holding out?
He's potentially losing money. It's up to the Seahawks to say, hey, we're fining you.
Oh, the $267,000 game check?
Yeah,
we lost.
Would.
He's fine.
Oh, with that. I mean, as far as not showing up as well.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
you're right.
Okay.
So he's losing that, and the Seahawks could fine him.
Yeah.
Which is just insane.
He's up over $1 million on what the Seahawks could fine him, because he's been holding out for 45 days.
And if it's all about just a couple $1 million, he's defeating the purpose, yeah.
Right. And if the Seahawks are smart, they just say, okay, we'll sign in for this more. And then, oh, by the way, since you're signed now and you're back, we're going to fine you.
Yeah, it's, right. It's just like a wash.
We break even and you're a big idiot.
Suck it, Cam. That's brutal. It's brutal. I mean, as much as I want to like see anybody do well in whatever they do in life, it's like you're doing fine. And I understand there are a lot of health complications that happen by playing football. Some of these guys cannot walk when they're 50. I understand that. But that's a decision that you made, and it's also part of the perk of making all those – I mean, that's part of the deal when you're, like, making all this money. It's because you are putting your body on the line.
Yep.
You know, like, unlike most of us, we're not putting our body on the line in the radio station, nor do we deserve $28 million a year.
My parents wouldn't allow me to play football because it was too dangerous.
I know some former football players that won't let their kids play football because they're just, like, not until high school at least. Because it's like, I don't want to risk giving my 8-year-old a concussion.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, what 8-year-old knows.
There's some big kids out there.
And what 8-year-old knows how to tackle properly?
They're going helmet to helmet.
But, man, this crap with this, man, just figure it out.
I read something that I didn't realize before that, you know, the last two seasons, the NFL has upped the salary cap. And so that's one of the reasons why guys like Cam Chancellor are like, well, there's more money there now.
Right.
There wasn't money there 2 years ago to give me.
Yeah.
And now my percentage of the salary cap is much lower because they raised it a couple million or whatever the hell.
Ah.
So
that might be
dollars,
working
man.
In there. But it's still like, dude, you still signed a 5-year deal.
And on a team like the Seahawks where we have all these blossoming superstars potentially that are going to be all commanding that kind of money year after year. I mean, we got to pick and choose which ones are staying.
And that's why there's a salary cap.
Right. But for, in no offense, the team, like they're like, we don't need to pick and choose with Cam because he's already locked in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we got to worry about Bobby Wagner. Yeah, we should probably figure out what's going on with Russell Wilson. Because, you know, and I would almost understand it if he played like 3 seasons and he had 2 more years left on the deal. And he's like, you know what? I want to renegotiate now. Mm-hmm. I see players do that. That seems to make more sense in my head. But you just signed the deal. Like, a little over a year
ago. Buyer's remorse, man.
It is. You're 100%
just,
right.
That's just crappy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you hear, like, I was talking with Craig Gass after we had him on our show, and he's, like, telling me about this conspiracy theory that I never even heard, but he's like, there's some rumblings about this, that Cam is aware of his body and where it's at right now. Let's not forget, he was injured in the Super Bowl. Injured toward the end of the season. Nobody knows their own body better than probably the person that's dealing with whatever ailments. And there's a conspiracy that he's trying to cash in and get as much money sooner. That's why he's like, hey, man, I'm not trying to really I'm just trying to restructure my deal so I get more money in the earlier parts of this contract as opposed to the later parts. Because some people think,
because we may cut him.
He might not think he can last the entire contract.
Right.
Which is just crazy to think, too. Like, at that point, if I'm the Seahawks, if that's even an inkling of truth, I'd be like, all right, let's get a physical. If you pass the physical, we'll bump your stuff up. But
Who knows what's going on with that, man? It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's the crappiest
us
part.
Us fans lose.
And we're supposed to be, like, talking about, like, this is, like, talk that happens when there's no football happening.
Right.
Like, you don't, like, you're like, oh, I'm waiting until September for, you know, football to come, so we're going to talk about the stupid BS that usually no one should care about. And now we're in where we want to talk about football, and
this crap.
We're still talking.
And I honestly never would have thought that Cam Chancellor would have. I don't know. I don't know the guy, but I just didn't get this vibe that he was going to be the one that's going to be holding out.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
And I guess, and I guess it's the first time after the new collective bargaining agreement that a player has tried this. So that's why all eyes are on the Seahawks and the Chancellor.
That's actually
right now.
Missed a game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even think about it. And you don't think, I mean, it's a tight knit group of owners. You don't think the other owners are like, you better not back down on
exactly. This sets a precedent
right. That
will have to be taken after, like, everyone, because there'll be like, well, the Hawks did this.
And that's why all the players are like, yeah, we stand by Cam because we want to do that next year too.
Pretty
exactly.
Much,
yeah.
Ah. Come on, Deion Bailey. Start stepping up.
Start not tripping.
Yeah.
God,
I felt bad.
Man.
I did feel bad for that guy because I'm like, of all guys, it could have been Earl Thomas. Could have been Richard Sherman. Nobody would have. Then would have been like, bomber. Accidents happen.
Yeah.
But because it's that guy, everyone's like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. We were a day late on this podcast. Last week we didn't do one. Lots of weird stuff, man. This is a weird time in my life. People are just, I mean, I don't know how to say it without sounding harsh, but people are just dying.
Yeah. Like,
it's hard on me, man.
Yesterday was a weird reason not to do the podcast.
It was. So just to let everybody know what's going on, I mean, I had every intention of wanting to do it last week. And last week I was even trying to figure out a way to make things happen. And then Sid's grandpa, or dad's dad, started getting sick. He had an aneurysm. And apparently it was going to grow to the point where he was going to have another one. It was going to basically blow. And it was going to be a very painful death if he had to suffer that. So, because he's been on a lot of medication to keep him alive recently, they just put him in a hospice and let him die naturally, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Almost like, which is such a weird thing. Like, you're just not killing a man, but you're letting him die.
Prolonging his life.
Because if we prolong his life within weeks, something awful, and he's going to die a very painful death. And it's like, well, which one do you want? Do you want him to fall asleep and not wake up, which is not, and be at peace? Or do you, man, it
was
heavy.
That's a hell of a decision, God.
It's a very heavy decision, and it was so heavy. Last week we went to the hospice, and I've never been to a hospice before. I don't know if you guys have, and I'll try not to make this into a super bummer podcast, don't worry. It's weird. It's weird, man, because you're in this place, and they do a great job. It was a hospice in Tacoma. They make it feel comfortable. His family could bring their dogs, and he loves animals, so that was cool.
Oh, nice.
But, man, it's a weird feeling to go and see the guy and hang out with him and talk with him. And when I was doing good, and then when you say goodbye, you're just like, I'm saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, and I don't think he fully was understanding why he was where he was. Like, you know what I mean? So it was just like, and nobody was going to be like, hey, just to let you know, you're here because you're dying. You know? So it's like, whoa, so heavy. And then he passed away. And then the funeral was yesterday. And that was a beautiful ceremony. He's a military man. He was a Marine.
Mm.
I've never been to a military funeral. And that is that's a beautiful, deep in tradition, the guns going off, the flag over his coffin, everybody's struggling, of course. The guy was an unbelievable man. His name's Branch, and he went by Dean, although I think Branch is a cool name.
Yeah.
My wife and I were just texting back and forth about that. I'm like, that's a dope name. Like, I didn't know his name was Branch. I just knew him as Dean or Grandpa. And so they fold up the flag, and dude, it was like, I was doing good. I was like, I still want to stay strong for my wife and the family because, you know, sniffles lead to other people sniffling.
Mm-hmm.
And I witnessed that when my buddy on my hockey team's pops died. As soon as one guy started sniffling and I saw him wipe his eyes, it was like all of us started. So I'm like, I'm doing everything I can. And then when that Marine, the active Marine, folded the flag, kneeled down, handed it to his wife and said, I'm sorry for your loss. And you could tell, like, the Marine was feeling the emotion. Like, this guy was, like, you could just see that he was feeling what was going on. Man, that's when it was cutting onions time.
Yeah.
And then here's the funny part. if you could have a funny part at a funeral. So everybody, that's like the moment where we're all like, oh.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, there's like, because it's outside, there's a shuttle like van that like transported some people there. Well, he's trying to move, I guess, and tries to start the shuttle and it won't kick over. So it goes, and I go, oh, whatever. He's not going to. 2 seconds later, he does it like five times to the point where all of us finally look, turn around, arms up in the air like, bro.
We're in
the middle of a funeral ceremony. Like, can you maybe wait? Now the guy puts it in neutral and is trying to roll down there. Oh, right. So we're all like, what is going on? Like, even like afterwards, one of the guys I was talking to, one of his family members, he's like, yeah, even Dean would find this. He would have been laughing at this situation. It was just a crap show. So that goes on.
That's
then
great.
One of the guys that works there, his walkie-talkie is on full blast, and all of a sudden you hear, we need some help over at the blah, blah, blah. And
the wheels have just come off.
Then,
oh geez,
to make it so, the pastor who spoke, he's Dean's pastor or Branch's pastor from his church, has amazing words to say. Like, I think very comforting, helpful words for all of us that were, you know, feeling the emotions. And he's like, okay, I want to end it. And I was trying to keep it cool, but I'm looking around and there's like a lot of people like struggling not to just, like, it was like gallows humor almost, like one of those moments where you're like, you know you shouldn't laugh, but it's just so weird. So he's like, okay, now I want to end it. And, you know, usually you give an Our Father prayer. He's like, I would like to sing it. And I was like, oh, sing it. I've never heard anyone sing it. And all of a sudden, he's just like, oh, Father, who art it? And the guy's got pipes, like opera pipes. In the middle of it, he goes for it.
Like, he's feeling it. Okay, so it's my spot.
It felt like a weird, like, South Park moment where you're like, wait, is he really singing? And I look over, and there's one guy, and I hear, all of a sudden, I hear, and I thought maybe some guy just started breaking down, one of the family members. And I look over, and he's laughing. Now, the next person next to him. And these guys are not trying to be disrespectful. Like, like everybody was tears coming down their eyes for the entire thing. It was just, like, of all moments, he starts laughing. The next person starts laughing. And it's just, like, it was, like, and I'm
dominoes.
Struggling. Now I'm like, why did I look at them? I do not, because I'm like the new guy in the family still.
Yeah, right.
You know? I mean, this is a big, and they're all super tight. I'm like, I do not want to leave here being the guy who's laughing, because it's not funny.
No,
it was just
it's not.
Why is he singing this song that's not a song? And I looked at Sid afterwards, and I'm like, was that weird? Or was that just me? And she's like, no, I didn't understand what he was doing. Man, it was crazy. The hardest part was actually there was a young kid, probably 11 or 12, and you could tell he was struggling. And, man, that's a weird feeling to see somebody so young having to probably deal with this first experience of loss. You know? Like, even Sid, like, this is her first big... Like, when it comes to family, this is the first one that she's experienced that's like, whoa, devastating, you know? Mm-hmm. I've only had that happen 3 times in my life, 3 major people of my family go, and I'm like, it doesn't get any easier, and it's not fun, and it's never, but, you know, I think it's something you're going to have to encounter at some point, so, you know, but it was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. It was just... You know, you wish this would bring people together for better reasons.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen some of them in a while, and I met some people, too, that are part of the family I've never met before that were just really nice. It was...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad I made it there. Of course, my wife, right before I'm leaving, she's like, my dad says if you don't want to make it, it's totally fine. He doesn't want you to be stressing about getting there in time. I'm like, I'm coming. Like, I already got the suit on. It took me...
Yeah.
Poor Mono Nick walks in, and I'm like... cursing left and right, 'cause I could not tie a tie, man. I don't ever tie ties, and I don't know how to do it right. And
quick link, man. There's some YouTube videos. That's just like, or like the handy steps, like the step guides. I just have those somewhere. I just look them up every time I have to tie a tie.
I have such an amateur tie. I don't know. Are you guys good at tying ties?
No.
I am.
Of course, Toppy. Toppy's the ultimate man.
Been tied for like 10 years.
Tying knots.
And I use this.
Keep it tied?
I have one. I have one tie for that.
I want to come over to your house and untie it just to be a dick.
I've got one tie that is that too.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a couple of different ties, but there is one if I need one, like, right away for, I don't know, emergency tie.
Yeah. Hurry up, Rev. Get a tie on.
Yeah.
No problem.
If I can't figure it out or I'm just having a crappy day with that one, I'm like, there's no way I can tie this tie. I go get the old standby.
I can do one knot and that's it. Like, I can't do all the fancy knots.
No, I got it. I can flip it over, roll it over that, tuck it in, yeah. And it always ends up short. No matter how many times I think I got it right. Like, I'm like, I'm going to basically have it so like I just barely am hovering over it. I pull it up and it's like landing on my belly button. I'm like, son of a bitch. And it always ends up like the thin part underneath the thick part.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about ties?
I hope so.
It's like a centimeter of it always kind of comes out on the side. And I'm like, what? I can't do it right ever.
You need a little pin, right?
Well, I got a little tie clip.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Toppy can give us a tutorial on ties.
A top-torial.
So, we were supposed to do the podcast yesterday, and the plan was we were going to have Red the Stripper in studio, which was very exciting. I know. And now I have another reason for you guys to hate me. That no Red yesterday.
Damn it.
So I sent her an email on Sunday, and I said, hey, can't have you on this Tuesday. Can we reschedule? I have to go to a funeral. And Red, it's such a... Like, I don't know why, like, it's just because she's a stripper, she's supposed to be like, deal with it, show up. I don't, she's like some hardened individual. She's such a sweetheart. Like, so she emails me back a really nice note and just says, hey, I'm really sorry. Let me know if there's a place I can send the family flowers. And I'm like, oh, you don't have to do that. I hadn't had a chance to email her back just because Monday and Tuesday were just such a whirlwind of stuff going on. So I get into the office this morning, and there are flowers on my desk. Like a really nice, you can look in there.
Yeah,
look at
really
the
nice setup.
Look at that, the flowers all the way at the very end.
Oh yeah,
right.
Very pretty setup.
Yeah. I'm like,
okay.
So I'm like,
you got an admirer.
Well, I'm like, wow. Who are these flowers for? Right. So I open up the note and it says, "My condolences from Red." I'm like, wow, that is so nice of her.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
Really sweet and not necessary. But then I look in the box. Are we still talking about flowers?
Excuse me.
This is the best part. Because I'll tell you why this is the best part, and I love it. So I look in the box.
A bunch of free passes?
That would have been awesome. Close. Right? So in the box with the flowers, and I'm telling you, it's beautiful flowers. There's a bunch of Deja Vu merch. There's a koozie. It says Deja Vu Dream Girls, and it says, and has a girl, a silhouette of a girl on a stripper pole, and it says, making it rain since 86.
Nice.
Right? Beer opener. Deja Vu beer bottle opener.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I'm telling you, like, there's like, we have extras for you guys in there.
Perfect. Nice.
And then a squishy keychain. I don't know what these are.
It floats.
It makes it so your keys float.
Oh, so if
people
I'm
who have boats put them on.
Yeah. Or if you're going floating down a river or anything.
Or if you're
like
in
that.
The shower room at Deja Vu.
Good point.
Yep. Exactly.
Good point.
Why did Deja Vu have as a merch item a floaty?
It's going to get wet in here, boys.
You need to. You're probably right.
I don't know.
Well, we got a lot of these, too, and some stickers as well.
Sweet.
So here's my thing. So I'm like, this is so cool, really nice. But I'm thinking, well, how did this end up on my desk? It had to have been delivered to the front desk.
Yes. Right.
Who had to then bring it, open up my office, or give it to somebody who could open up my office and put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they look at it, and, you know, to my condolences flowers from Red, and then there's a bunch of Deja Vu. Whoever received
confused
these flowers
as F.
is like, is Steve such a frequent customer at a strip club that when somebody in his life dies that they decide the strippers send him flowers?
Seems like a great thing in your life.
That's customer service, man.
But isn't, like, wouldn't you think, like, the front
I would think, like, what the hell does Steve got going on?
Right!
Yeah.
But I'm also like, well, you know, some people live strange lives. Good on you.
Hey, which one? All the strippers put in some money. We wanted to get Steve some flowers. We heard that he's not going to be showing up today at noon for his usual VIP experience.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you going to take the stripper flowers home?
Do you really need me to answer that question?
I do, because I want the listeners want to hear the answer. No, no. Are you ever going to tell your wife that a stripper gave you flowers?
Let me think. No!
You can't just say it's from like a coworker, because technically she is a coworker of yours, because she's
a member of our podcast.
Been on three or so podcasts.
She's an official honorary member. An official honorary member of the of the Mixcast.
That's another strange situation to bring up.
Why I asked, because they're from a stripper.
Why would you even think that? I mean,
you could do it.
Okay.
First off, you gotta clean out all the merch.
Toppy,
well, yeah.
And just be sure. Like, it was a coworker.
You just have to sidestep the stripper part. Red could be anybody.
I think you own that.
I could say it's Red the Chicken Man.
Right.
We used to have Red as an on-air personality at one of our stations.
I could say it was the guys at Elysian on behalf of Men's Room Original Red.
But then you're lying. You just need to say a coworker and just not have a card attached to it.
Well, that's why I just decided making up a make-em-up story, I just will leave them here and enjoy the flowers on my desk.
It's probably the best idea.
But they were meant for her grandpa, right?
They were meant for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought they were meant for her
grandpa. I didn't tell her who died.
Fair enough.
It's a solid point, though.
I don't know if they were meant for you.
They weren't. You're
That's
right.
It's like my dad died. Yeah. People are,
all right. Let's go around the room.
Where can I send them?
I mean, they usually go to the funeral, and people get to pick which ones they want to take home.
You're right. Maybe I should bring them home. You're right.
I would, but I'm not you.
All right, but
I would not.
That being said, they're not meant for Sid either.
Yeah.
So do I then go to her grandma and say, hey, these flowers are for you. They're from a stripper that heard that grandpa passed away, your husband passed. I mean, that's just
Or you
like,
put him on the plot.
So I could go over to the military place and be like, hello, officer.
Yeah.
And say, these are flowers.
Sure.
Do I leave all the koozies and...
I wouldn't take those.
I would not.
I want to know, okay.
But...
put yourself in my situation. Yeah. Do you bring the flowers home?
No.
Rev says no.
No, not
so
at
So you
all.
Just enjoy them here. I appreciate them. Like, don't get
absolutely.
Me wrong.
Absolutely, Just keep them there for as long as they last. Keep watering, keep them beautiful for
lame.
As long as they are.
And it's lame. And that's lame in a sense, because it's like...
They're fresh cut, though. Right?
Red is super, super cool person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a sweetheart. And it's never done anything to cross the line. So it's not like as if I'm like... This is also somebody who I get lap dances from. She's just become a friend of the show.
Right.
Right. All right. So we know Rev's answer.
Yeah, no way. No
Mono Nick, what do you do?
I would take the flowers home, and I would say who they came from, and there would be no issues with that, because she knows she listens to the podcast. She knows that strippers come in.
Okay.
Like, she knows that there are weird things that have happened in this studio. So I think everything would be okay.
Okay. Do you really think that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Turn off the mic, so let's ask them again. I'm kidding. Toppy, what would you do?
Oh, I take them home, absolutely. I say where they came from, and they're probably the most most unique flowers that come out of the whole thing. Because
it's so true.
A, they're from a stripper.
You're right. I should just bring them home.
I would, but...
Yeah, you're right.
But we're all different people, man. I mean, your wife is a lot different than my wife, and so is Rev's girlfriend. And
my wife is not... She doesn't have issues with strippers.
Right.
As people... She has issues with strip clubs.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, she wouldn't, like, if she met Red, she wouldn't be like, bitch, get out of my face.
Oh,
I don't want
to. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
She's like, I wouldn't want
to.
Like,
but she's not going to go to a strip club.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She's not going to be okay with you going to a strip club.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas Angie gave me money to go to the strip club.
Right. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to afford to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that where you got that $80?
Very true.
Was she the one that gives you the $80 allowance?
Yes.
Nice.
And it works well.
You guys all bring up a good point. Like, I'm beyond, like, touched by it. Like, I sent her an email and said that you did not have to do that. That was very...
Oh, it's amazing.
Such a very sweet, thoughtful thing. Much appreciated. When are you working so I can repay you?
In singles.
Make it rain.
Since 86.
I'll have to say, throughout all of this, the best thing I got out of all of this is that I did not know that these things are made so that they can float in water so you don't lose your keys.
The more you know.
That is awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was that was funny. Would you have ever thought, like, nobody ever sent me flowers. before.
I would think that maybe she would say something like that, and maybe even mean it, but probably never get around to doing it, like, especially since you're like, oh, right, it's at the X Memorial Cemetery, yeah, at this time. You know, I mean,
like, I was really blown away by that. That's like hands down one of the nicest things anybody has done.
Yeah. That is nice.
Like, yeah, unsolicited, really cool. Not only unsolicited, didn't even wait to get a response about where to send them, and just said, you know what, screw it, I'm sending them.
Yeah.
I thought that was like, wow. Like, that's, I don't know. I think Red's a really cool person, but like, that took it to another level as far as just respect and just like, that's very cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So we'll be sure to thank her next week.
Mm-hmm.
So do I keep the flowers?
I think that's up to you at this point.
Yeah, we've given your input, man.
Yeah, it's your life, man, and you know what heartache you're going to have to deal with.
I feel like I'm in the same boat as Rev.
Yeah.
It's just, and my reasoning is I just don't want...
Want me to get Ryan?
Yeah, get Ryan.
I don't want to have that question come up,
yeah,
like where it came from.
And in my house, it would be like people would come over to see, show me the, where are the flowers from the stripper? I want to see them.
Where are the stripper flowers?
Because I'd tell everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, yeah, they're...
And that's probably on me. Like, I think it's all self-imposed. Like,
oh, I think so a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
I think a lot of it. It's probably all... That's my own issue. Like, I mean...
And
I mean,
it's the same with me. I just don't need to try to explain that.
Yeah. Okay, Ryan, I have a question for you. So, yesterday I went to a funeral.
Oh, this microphone smells awful. What is that?
Rev was sitting on it.
Oh, jeez, it smells like...
Wait, Rev, you've been talking to it, and you're like, yeah, it's not me.
Well, it's not me. It's just the microphone.
I think this is like what the underside of a possum's tail would smell like.
Oh,
like,
oh,
right,
Rev.
Right,
okay,
right up near the anus.
Okay, so quick. I know you're busy.
Yeah.
My wife's grandfather passed away.
I'm sorry. So,
and thank you. I was hoping you'd come in and apologize. the reason why I didn't do a podcast yesterday was that reason. We were supposed to have Red the Stripper, our friend from Little Darlings,
uh-huh,
in studio. So I sent her an email and said, hey, I can't have you on. A family member passed away. I have to go to a funeral.
Well, that explains the flowers.
So you saw the flowers.
I did see the flowers, yeah.
That's our question.
Okay.
Which, hey, I thought was funny because somebody here saw the flowers. It was like, hey, sorry for your lost flowers, and also a bunch of Deja Vu merch in the
right,
box.
Right, right. There was it was a really strange combination. So it was funeral flowers, and the way it was explained to me was that she couldn't make it because someone... Like, she had to go to a funeral or someone had died. So I was like, why is she sending Steve flowers then that say condolences?
Wait, so she showed up here?
No. They're just, I think they were delivered. The girl at the front desk was like, I have some flowers for Steve.
And they have stripper stuff in it.
I was baffled.
I was too.
It was a really strange combination.
Right. So
it was a very nice gesture, but I thought
agree
that she had to go to a funeral,
right,
and she was sending you flowers to apologize for blowing you off on the podcast.
So. Easy.
No, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
You're filthy.
So like, hey, we have to reschedule. She's like, oh, God, my condolences. Is there a place I can send flowers? I hadn't gotten back to her. I come in this morning, and there are these flowers. And so she just took it upon herself. She's like, you know what? Screw it. I'm not going to wait for an answer. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to send them flowers, which I thought was so nice.
And a bunch of koozies. That was cool.
Koozies, flotational device keychains that, uh-huh, I learned that's why these are these.
Right.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff.
When I think of strip clubs and flotation devices,
right,
I don't think of keychains.
No.
Bolt-ons.
So,
boobies.
Here's the dilemma.
Yeah.
Do you bring the flower?
I got 30 seconds.
Okay. Do you bring the... Do you want to come back?
That hurts,
okay,
man.
Okay, come back.
And there he goes.
How about there was talk about why did Steve get some flowers from a stripper? That is so funny.
That's,
oh, my
amazing
God. We have new front desk people. And
yeah, they're brand new.
Surprise!
They know nobody.
And they're going
to
look at me like...
weird world of radio.
Weird pervert. Pervert.
Pervert.
Pervert. Perverted man.
Pervert.
Has strippers sending him flowers at work.
That's amazing.
You know what, though? If anywhere, it works here.
It does. That's
so
very true.
It's not that weird.
Or, yeah.
Well, it might be weird for the new people.
There's been weirder here. Yeah,
but get ready, new people. There's more coming.
Oh, yeah. Just wait. I'm still blown away by a choice of words, but
yeah,
how nice that was. Like, just did not expect that. All right, well, when Kat... Oh, here he comes. Okay.
Here he goes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
He's going to say he'd take him home.
I don't think he will.
God, yeah, you're right.
Think?
He won't.
Castle,
I don't think he will either.
Yeah, you're right. He won't. I changed my mind.
Yes, he will.
Okay. All right. Here's the question.
Anus.
Thank you. You already answered it. Where would you put those
back
flowers? No. Here's my question for you. So Red the Stripper sent me flowers for sending her condolences because someone in the family died who turns out to be one of my wife's grandfather. Sure. Do you bring the flowers home, and do you tell your wife where those flowers came
from? Does your wife listen to this podcast?
No.
Okay.
If this was you, if this was you, what would you do?
Yeah. Wait, I wouldn't do it. There's no way. My wife has a serious, like, if there are very few rules. There are very few rules in my house, but there is one strong rule, and that that is strippers.
No strippers.
No strippers.
No strip clubs.
No strippers. I can do a lot. I get away with a lot of garbage. Strip clubs are not one of them.
Well, that's
so if she found out I was at it, God, but you know, you're having a stripper on your podcast. It's not like she's in here doing pole dances and you're throwing 20s at her. So, yeah, that's complicated. I wouldn't do it just because I don't think it's worth the conversation.
See?
is it worth the trouble?
No.
I mean, is it worth the trouble?
Is it worth having
It's a wonderful gesture and it's very nice, but
Like Nick said he would be, and Nick's logic makes sense because his girl listens to the podcast, so she knows what we do. My wife knew that Red was a recurring recurring member of our podcast, like pops on every few months, she'd be like, she's like, I don't know. Okay, I get it.
Do you
know?
Want or need to have that conversation, though?
I don't want it, and I don't need it.
Well, there you go.
Just keep it here.
Or
bring it home and say, babe, I got
somebody,
you these flowers.
Somebody on the podcast heard that your grandfather died and got us flowers. It's not a lie. It's just an omission of facts.
Right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. Do I do that?
And then she says who?
I say Red, the chicken man.
Right.
Red.
But then you're lying at that point.
Red the stripper.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I mean, Red the chicken man. I gotta go, bye.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something
else. Isn't that an amazing, I mean, how nice of her to do that.
That is really nice.
How amazing of a dilemma is that?
Yeah. Yeah, she put you in a tough spot there. She should send you more flowers just for that.
Yeah.
Sorry for putting you in this awkward position.
Yeah. This time, send me some tulips.
It's a lovely flower you have there.
Well, you know.
Speaking of awkward positions.
It's nice flowers, too. Like really cool-looking flowers.
Yeah, I'd keep them to yourself.
Keep them here at the
station. Eventually they'll die, and the troubles will die with them.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
The great stripper flower controversy. What,
dude, if this is the biggest problem you have in your life, you're doing okay.
I agree. Yeah, But do you think anyone's ever had that? Like,
No. What's causing stress in your life today? I got flowers from a stripper, and I don't know how to explain it to my wife because they're for her dead grandfather. I'm sorry, what?
And then on top of it, some of the poor front desk people are like, who is this Steve guy, and why are strippers sending him flowers as a condolences to somebody dying in his family?
Along with swag.
Can I drive the train off the tracks just a little bit here real quick? Because it sort of goes with this. It goes with having things dropped off of the radio station. I used to work in Miami, and I had this ongoing bit about little people in pornography on the radio.
Yeah.
Slightly different show than I'm doing now.
Yeah.
A star in the little person pornography business, Bridget the Midget, happened to be in Miami, and this person that worked at the smut shop where she was making her appearance took it upon himself to get me an autographed copy of her DVD drop it off at the radio station.
Sure.
If you've ever seen a porn DVD, it's pretty graphic.
Yeah.
And he's dropped it off unwrapped at the front desk.
Oh, what?
Where the, like, two 50-year-old soccer moms who worked at the front desk were absolutely appalled at what this guy had dropped off for me. And I showed up to work one day, and, you know, this nice lady who's probably got three kids at home, you know, gives me this DVD. She's like holding it with two fingers like, this showed up for you.
Just judging.
Judged. Wow. I was judged.
Yep.
Another question about
that. I did not take that home to my wife either.
No. You still have time.
I do still have it. It's an autographed Bridget the Midget DVD. Come on, man.
It'll be worth something when she passes.
That's a fact.
Steve, did you ever take any of your autographed DVDs home?
The one for Bobcat Goldthwait for Shakes the Clown? Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's not porn, though. I mean, porn. We were talking about porn.
No.
All right, I gotta go.
All right.
I'll see you guys later.
Ryan, take care.
Yeah. Sorry,
that's the different worlds we live in.
Who's the delivery guy, then, that decided to put a bunch of stripper merchandise in the box?
Ask the front desk girl.
I will. I don't know if I want to talk to her. She might be, like, scared by me.
That's hilarious, dude.
Isn't that funny?
Just don't go up throwing dollar bills at her. I think you'll be okay.
Dollar bill, y'all.
My wife is so stoked when I bring home new porn DVDs. If you ever get any more, send them my way. She loves that stuff.
Dude, that just flew by. I was like, oh, we got to do a quick podcast, and it's already 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I got to go in a couple minutes.
Okay, well, let me do Facebook drama and get out of here. Okay.
All right.
Sorry, that took so long.
No, it's a good dilemma.
It's an interesting
one. Yeah, like, I love it. Like Castle said, never will you come across something like that.
Yeah.
Ever.
I want to bring Hair Club in and ask Casey.
I could come across it, but it may not be worthy to take home after that.
Yeah.
Are the bitches.
If you're a stripper, send flowers to Mono Nick.
Just please. Send them.
Always. You can, yeah.
They make sure they cost less than $80.
Being a slut dog.
These are nice flowers, too.
God. They are really beautiful.
Having a weird STD.
Plumerias, man. That's Angie's favorite. Send those.
We can always depend on. As a fact.
The stripper controversy.
We'll see it and send it so we can read. Facebook drama.
Like, I don't know how I would handle it if you came home and said, I know that someone in your family passed away. I got some flowers. It's from a male dancer.
Yeah, and you're like, well, what have you been doing? I thought you were like, we're at work.
And she's like, I do a podcast where male dancers come in from time to time and we talk about stuff.
Isn't she like going into psychology or something?
It's just human resources. I mean, sometimes male dancers need real jobs. Not that that's not a real job, but maybe need a 9-to-5 job and she's got to talk to them. She mentions, oh, my husband's family member passed away. And he's like, well, hold on, I'll send you something. All right, why don't we do Facebook drama?
Yeah.
An opportunity to point out the stupidity that not only happens on this podcast in my world, but also happens on Facebook. This one's weird because it's just like, I don't know who they're addressing or what they're addressing, but we'll go from there. I think I saw the Ted Smith walk by. Hey, Ted, come on in real quick. I'll let him know. Real quick. Hey, we're going to Megacast. We're just wrapping up Facebook drama, but I have a quick question for you. Super quick question. All right.
What up?
Look in the office. Do you see those flowers?
Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, family member of Sid's passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I was hoping you would say that. And now,
you're done.
Sorry, Castle did the same thing. I said the same stupid joke. She passed away. We were supposed to have read The Stripper on our program today, yesterday. So I said, hey, I have to go to a funeral, which was yesterday, so we're not doing the podcast. Can we reschedule? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to hear about somebody dying. Is there somewhere I could send flowers as condolences? I'm like, I hadn't had a chance to write her back. I come in this morning. There's flowers on my desk and a bunch of stripper stuff in the box that's with the flowers, like little keychains, koozies, and all that. So, of course, I'm assuming the person at the front desk is like, what the hell kind of weird stuff is going on that Steve's getting flowers from strippers and strip clubs?
Usually it's the other way around.
Very good point. So now I'm in the dilemma. Toppy, of course, has to ask me this question and says, hey, are you going to bring the flowers home? And do you tell your wife where you got these flowers from? What would you do?
Yes, I would take them home. No, I wouldn't tell her where they're from.
I love it. Everyone's got different stories.
Well, I mean, what do you say? Here, honey, sorry for your loss. Here's stripper flowers.
That's exactly what I would say.
And your wife
your
would
wives
get naked.
Are two different people.
Yeah, absolutely. Castle said he wouldn't take it home, wouldn't take the flowers home, would never even mention they ever came.
He's like, I mean, they're just flowers. It's not like she's going to sniff him and be like, stripper flowers.
I said, you tell her everything, and then when people come over, I'm like pointing them out, like, check it out. Those are the stripper flowers you've heard about right there. Those are them.
Isn't that amazing?
Keeping them like your homecoming bouquet.
We all just live in different worlds.
Yeah.
And it's pretty pimp that you got strippers or flowers from a stripper.
Right? It is.
Yep. Yeah.
And she, I mean, that just shows how cool of a chick she is. Like the fact that she's like, I'm not even waiting for a response. I'm getting the flowers and I'm sending them to him. They're nice flowers.
Yeah.
I wonder who really paid for those.
Oh, exactly.
But yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
she put them on her wish list one night.
Bam, like, it's done. Take care of.
Yeah, some big spender.
Dude, just repurpose them. Let Top Shelf take them home and look like the hero.
There you go.
I'll sell them to you for $10.
All right.
5 minutes, I'll be ready.
That's not a bad idea.
I know, right? I was thinking about that.
I score some points.
Yeah, but now you're out $10, and he's got $10 for nothing.
And my wife will be like, where'd you get this $10? Well, I got it from Top Shelf, who bought my flowers that were from a stripper.
Oh, don't lie. You'd buy cheeseburgers with it.
Yeah, you would never say another thing.
Frosties.
Cheeseburgers.
And I wouldn't judge you for doing that.
Dude, for a freaking sourdough chicken club and fries and soda, it was like $9.
Yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
Where'd you go?
Welcome to Seattle.
McDouble.
roll.
Where do you get a sourdough?
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Never mind.
All right, let's do Facebook that, drama. Huh? You know what, Top Shelf, since you're the jerk that brought up the question, you'll play the role of Mary.
Oh, you make me read.
I'll be Claire. Rev, you'll be Sally. And Nick, you will be Gary. All right, so Top Shelves is Mary. I am Claire. Rev is Sally. And Mono Nick is Gary. Take it away.
Dare you know who? Well, I texted the number you gave me and asked for you to call me, and I have waited long enough. So here is what I wanted. I think I should inform your daughters that you have a son, don't you? Oh, that's right. You probably think they should text and call you. Is that the reason you up and went to Texas?
Whore!
Claire, bring your whore-ass excuse to my home and call me that to my face, biatch!
Ha-ha, trailer trash whore! Go get some more STDs from your husband and maybe some child support from another one of your baby daddies. Whore!
You're not worth the energy. We all know you're a worthless piece of sh-. David was right to walk away from you.
Best day of my life, knowing that I wouldn't have to see your fat ass or your brother or your dad again. Whore!
I'm a size 4, you oxy-using bitch! Who ain't worth two sh-? You wish you could be half the person I am!
I am half the person you are, you fat whore!
Excuse me, I don't care if you are family, Aunt Claire. Don't call my mom a fat whore!
Let's give this a rest, ladies. Two words. Private message. Thank you.
Whore!
Whore! Whore.
All right, let's get out of here. Next week on the Migs Cast.
We learn how to read?
No. We learn how to talk to strippers.
Nice.
We will have Red the Stripper in studio hanging out with us. Talk more about Flowergate. Oh, man. Thank you guys for listening. Apologies that things have been just so scattered the last couple of weeks. Things will be back on track next week and the week after that and hopefully the week after that. So, for Mono Nick, the Reverend Fuego, Top Shelf, I'm Steve Migs. This is the Migs Cast. We will see you next Tuesday with Red the Stripper. Stay positive and suck it. We gotta stay positive.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.